Adrian Olson Kilbourne Group is in the studio with us. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff and Bonnie. How are you doing?
How am I doing? How are you doing?
Beautiful morning.
You're doing it's beautiful,
60
isn't it?
Degrees. I'll take that.
You got to be kidding me.
Cool us off
this
a little
is it.
Bit.
We had a little debate last week, and Bonnie kind of favors the cold weather instead of the warm weather, and I'll take the hot any day of the week.
Yeah, I'm usually hot, too, but this has gotten a little out of hand.
Yeah, it really has.
I think Dean said, like, 21 days of in the 90s and stuff.
Yeah.
So, and then the smoke, too, which it's been a tough summer for smoke.
Does the heat kind of stop you guys from all the building, or does it make it go? Because rain would hold you up, right?
Rain does cause a little bit of delay, but the heat, you know, if it's really, really hot, yes, we take precautions on that, but it doesn't often slow the construction site down.
Not much rain this summer, so crews are probably just
We've had just
right
one
along.
Event, I think, so far since breaking ground on the River House. So no delays there.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is exciting because I just love history, and I don't know if you're the researcher on all this stuff for the Kilbourne or part of the research. Who does all your research? Because you guys try to keep the history of Fargo, per se, in mind when you're doing building or redo projects. So who does all your research?
Well, I often say, like, Kilbourne Group, we're not really a group of real estate developers. We're a group of people who love downtown Fargo right now. We attract people that really like the history of downtown and the feel of it. And so right now I do most of the history, but we have everybody on the team really dives in. It's kind of a core value of our company to respect the history of the places that we build on.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really built into every step of the way. So you'll see even our construction team digging into the history, and they'll find things to bring into the story. And
that's fun.
And the finance team will do it. So it's anybody.
Can a guy like me join you in investing or no?
Yeah. Jeff, we would love to talk with you. Yes.
Are you always looking for investors?
Yes, we are. And currently right now we have two opportunity zone projects going, and that's what our investment opportunities are. And so we have the River House, which is on the third floor right now. It's going to be up to six floors.
Oh,
when does that open?
That's going to open in next fall.
Next fall. Okay.
Oh, great.
And that's all apartments. That's 114 apartments right along the Red River.
Jeez.
And then we have the Avery that we're going to break ground on this fall.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about that, because that caught my eye.
Where's
right
your history?
Away.
Yes. So the Avery, we have named this after the site that the building will stand on. It's right now, it's a surface parking lot in between Old Broadway and Renaissance Hall, if you can picture downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Downtown
know exactly
Fargo.
Where it is.
Very large surface parking lot.
Yes.
Kind of the last real big one downtown that, you know, is ready for ripe for redevelopment. So we're calling it the Avery after the Avery Tractory Company, which was originally on that site. So what really gets me excited about this history, it's not just this site, but it's all of NP Avenue. Used to be called Machinery Row in Fargo.
Really?
Because it was all ag implement manufacturing.
Wow. And we're talking like early 1900s?
Yeah, early 1900s. In the city directory of 1910, it listed 19 ag implement manufacturers. 19 of them. And, you know, if you took a walk, so here's my dream. We're going to put up plaques of the buildings and what they were and the ones that aren't there anymore, because lost about half of them. But if you started all the way down at Mid-America Steel, and you went all the way on NP and then wrapped around to Plains Art Museum. That was all ag implement manufacturing.
That was Machinery Row?
Machinery Row, yeah.
But,
isn't that cool?
Do some of the existing buildings actually have history with them, meaning that it was part of Machinery Row, but they redid the building?
Yes. So, those buildings were built to last.
Because they had
tractors in them,
right?
And so they had to have really sturdy foundations. So if you were to look through there, you've got Plains Art Museum used to be, a harvester manufacturer. There was Vogel Law Firm down there, Pence Auto Warehouse. So you'd see a lot of buildings that are still there.
Massive buildings,
huge windows, gorgeous floor plates because they spread out the structural beams quite far. So a building like this can learn and adapt. You don't have to take it down and start over when the needs of the community changes. You can reuse it and for a new use.
Jeez,
and that Pence Auto Warehouse, isn't that like condos now or what?
No, one is Family Healthcare Center right now.
Oh,
yes.
Right.
It's a
medical facility.
Okay,
yeah,
and it's
a big
gorgeous
building too. Yes,
it's pretty from the outside, but if you ever get a chance to go inside, I highly recommend taking taking a walk around. It's
really
gorgeous. Yeah.
Wow.
So do you get any Renaissance dollars? I don't know what, I think the Renaissance is if you take something and you try to keep the historicity, if I can say that word.
Historicity?
He makes stuff up. It's Jeff.
Historicity. And if you can incorporate some of the old, you get a break.
Yeah. Well, I think what you're referring to is historic tax credits.
Okay.
So there is those. And then there's also Renaissance Zone is a 5-year property tax break when you invest at least half of the value of the building to renovate
keeping it.
You have to go to a lot of planning commission or city commission meetings.
Well, I don't know if I have to, but I actually enjoy them. I'm kind of a geek. And then when I find somebody else that will talk about it with me.
Well, and plus, I mean, you guys are, you know, you're the pulse of downtown, Kilbourne Group is. So
well, and there's so much change happening all the time. You know, right now the city is talking about changing their public-private partnership policy in order to not only use it downtown in blighted areas, but perhaps use it in other areas of town where we might want to create more density, more walkable districts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really exciting to see how that all works.
And that's a change for the good?
I think it's a change.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, if we do it right, you have to do it right.
Got to do it right.
In a way that
you
works.
You guys have been doing a lot of right here in our community. Okay. So let's talk more about the Avery. What's the vision? What's it going to look like?
So the Avery is a gorgeous building because it is accompanied by a new home for Fargo-Moorhead Community Theater. So
think of a new theater marquee. We've kind of talked about this a while ago.
Yes, we've talked about this one. So it's very well designed. It's a gorgeous building, and we're going to have 168 units in that building, along with a tiny little commercial space, you know, maybe a little coffee shop to stop in and get a cup of coffee and a pinafore before you hit the theater.
Yeah, something nice on the first floor.
Yes, and then the city is going to build a 463-stall garage. You know, we've seen the city do this a few times. This is the fourth one now.
To the east, the west, or to the tracks behind you?
To the tracks.
Oh, great. Yeah. That's
but
where
you'll
the parking
get on, you'll
will
get in there through NP Avenue.
Sure.
So it'll have a great access point.
So with that many units or stalls, there still must be a I mean, I know we're doing better with all the garages that have gone up with parking, but there still is obviously a need with, you know, 400-some stalls.
Yeah, well, what we see happen is when the city builds a garage that can be used by everybody, it's a publicly owned facility, then you end up getting all this new development catalyzed around it. So there's a lot of buildings right in that area that are already starting. They're starting their redevelopment. Global Development, which is the owner of Old Broadway and Vinyl Taco, they're part of this as well because they contributed some land to this project.
Oh, really?
And so they're looking at the Herbs building. What can they do to bring back the Herbs building?
That was like a department store?
It was a department store,
yeah. It was a department store.
Yes, and it's, you know, it's a piece of our Fargo history, and it's just, I just can't wait to see what happens with it.
Is that building still standing?
Oh, yes.
Where is that?
CI Sport was in it. Do you
remember?
So it's right on the west side of Broadway.
Right next to the tracks.
100 block or 400 block. Somewhere in the first couple blocks of Broadway. There.
Yeah, the 100 block, I believe. So if you haven't been down there lately, right as you cross Main, the new Pounds.
We just ate there last Friday night.
So if you haven't been down there lately, there's a lot happening on that little block.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of happens. You know, you end up with a shared resource, the parking, and all of a sudden you can expect more people and you can
so
build
it sounds
more things.
Like the different businesses and developers, you guys kind of feed off the energy. Feed
absolutely.
Off each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the fun part, right?
Yeah.
So, and you know downtown pretty well. So the old train station where the Fargo Parks used to be.
Yes.
I think they moved. And what's in there now? I always wanted to buy that and do a restaurant.
I think it might be available. I don't know for sure on that, but I haven't heard that it changed hands yet. So I believe it's still with the Park District. That's a really cool
building. It is very cool.
Yeah. Can you imagine some kind of community center, like family friendly, just gathering place for the community? They've got that fountain out front.
Yep.
It's really pretty.
I lived in Pennsylvania and they had a place, a restaurant called the Train Station.
Oh, cool.
Where they had a train station like that. And then they took real cabooses and had them moved in and with heat and central air and all that. And you had tables in the cabooses.
And we have a train right there. It's got all the art on the side. That would be so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you just have to have the vision, right?
You know, we're never going to be done. It'll never be done. And that's the beauty of a city, because you just keep evolving. The needs of the community will keep changing and we'll have better ideas. And
what's it been about a dozen years or so, 12 years maybe, since we've been kind of redeveloping and really making downtown a destination?
Well, I would say it goes back to about 99 when the Renaissance Zone was put in place. So before that, property values in downtown were continuously declining. Mm-hmm. The city got together. Actually, the state came up with the Renaissance Zone program, and the city adopted that, and that's when the private investments started coming back into downtown Fargo. So you saw them straighten Broadway back out.
Oh, I don't know if you remember when they the one-way, the two-way, and all that.
It was curvy, but then they straightened it back out, put the parking back on the street, because those retailers really do need that street parking, and so do the pedestrians. It makes it feel safer to walk along the sidewalk if you've got that blockage of traffic on the side. So,
and it, downtown's thriving. If you go down Friday night, like I said, we went to Pounds. It was just like there's families, there's people, everybody out, you know, whether they're going to Broadway Square or going to the businesses. Saturdays, Red River Market. I mean, downtown is a real happening place.
Yeah, we, I mean, there's crowds down there all the time. And I think my favorite part is that you don't have to know where you're going. You can just drop your car in one of the garages and explore, because you're going to find something. Mm-hmm. Those fountains at Broadway Square turn on at 10 a.m. every day, and there are kids waiting
every day.
I imagine.
You know, so Madison, Wisconsin, such a great city, from the Capitol on top, State Street, all the way down to the U.
They did that right.
They did that right. When the Planning Commission, I know you're in those meetings, when you get at 10,000 feet and you look at Fargo, do they think, how do we make this so cool?
Yes. There are so many people at the city of Fargo trying to figure that out right now. They're going through a new growth plan to figure out what are we going to do with the land that we have left. They're going through a housing study. What kind of housing do we need? How can we make more variety available for people, make it more affordable? So there's all these plans happening, all these community gatherings where people are giving their input. I just love watching how cities develop.
You know, and there are some parts of downtown that... You know, I don't even know if these houses are up to code. I mean, are they willing to sell their house to make the dream of downtown? I mean, if the house is worth $150,000, somebody's willing to give them $300,000, just move.
Well,
and just take the money and run.
Do you see downtown stretching further north of the railroad tracks?
We do, because there's going to always be those next rings of development that keep developing, and the city has core neighborhood plans in place because they see that problem as well, and they want to give programs that will help people to reinvest in their homes and make it a good option to buying new on the edge. You know, there's so many things that go into the decision of where you want to buy your home, and it's intimidating sometimes to think about buying a 100-year-old home that you're going to have to put a lot of money into.
Do you remember that Steve's package?
Yes.
And on across the street, kitty corner, there was a gas station.
Suddenly Service.
Suddenly Service with the Brontosaurus there. It was used to be an old Sinclair.
Oh, I don't remember the dinosaur.
It was an old Sinclair many years ago. And so in that area, that's still downtown, downtown.
That is definitely downtown.
I think of it as very walkable to anything.
Yes. From there, it's two blocks to restaurants, bars, shopping.
Right.
Isn't that that area that's up for sale, right, currently?
Actually, it just it changed hands. There's a new owner that is putting together.
Do you know what the plans are?
I don't. But it's somebody that's done things in Fargo before. So it's going
to
be good.
It'll add to the whole downtown corridor.
And it can only go up from where it's at.
Right.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Every time you do something, it makes others think we can do this too, and the whole city, it gets better.
Yeah. I think that all the developers in this community just love to push the envelope a little bit, get a little bit cooler every time, and then that's the competitiveness of it, and that's we all get to enjoy the results of that because – nobody's just sitting around doing the same old thing.
Look at the new Bell State Bank building.
Oh, gosh. I mean, with those blue windows they're putting up.
It's amazing.
And you know what that does for downtown, having hundreds of people suddenly come into work every day, and they're eating in the restaurants, and they're shopping afterwards, and they're
keeping the economy trucking along. Do we know what's going to happen with the old Bell State Bank building that was a Gate City that they bought?
I don't.
Okay, I wonder, because that's historic in a lot of ways. When you walk into the
That was part of Machinery Row.
Oh, was it?
It was.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So the Avery Building, the new FMCT. What's the timeline on when this is going to be?
We're going to break ground this late summer, early fall, pretty soon here, and then we're going to open it up in 25, late 25. So when I talk to Judy Lewis at Fargo Moorhead Community Theater, she likes to talk about a Christmas play to open the theater in 25. So I just can't wait for that. I will definitely be there for opening night.
Well, and that will be lovely.
And the apartment complexes, are they right now filling or no?
The ones that exist? Oh, yes. Definitely.
And how many units do you have open there so people could get one?
Well, I would say we have about We opened 363 apartments last summer, brand new ones, and we're about 80% full.
Oh.
So there's still a few in those. You can still get those. And then next summer, we'll open 114 down on the river.
And they'll fill.
And they'll fill.
And your study is that people are flocking to Fargo. They really are.
Well, it's not my study. The city of Fargo, or the MetroCog, just did a housing study that shows we're going to be growing leaps and bounds over the next 10 years. And we have over the last 20 years. So right now, housing supply is an issue. We don't have enough housing for all the people that want to move here. Mm-hmm. And that stops everything. It stops people from coming in for jobs.
So we're not at 1%. We're at like zero for a lot of people coming in.
Yeah, it is. Yep. We need more housing.
Occupancy.
All right. Adrian, always good chatting with you.
Oh, great. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. Adrian Olson, Kilbourne Group, joining us here on Bonnie and Friends.